as we launch into our first special big interview of the Friday morning, the Vra Vra Friday. Miss Nay, yeah. Set us up. Who are we talking to?
We are talking to someone who is amazing. He's been running through social media, running through my mind, honestly, since we chatted about him a little bit briefly last week. And he's done something that I could not even dream about doing. I feel like he's kind of a superhero, running 704 kilometers, not meters, 704 kilometers. I'm speechless. He's going to tell us why he has done it, how he has done it. But literally, this amazing superhero is in studio, in Life and Style Radio. Welcome, Mr. Tariq Stokes.
Tariq, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. I am feeling good, excited, fresh for the Friday.
Yeah. How can you be feeling fresh after running 704 kilometers? I'm sure my battery would be flat for the rest of, for the whole of next year even.
Yeah, I am flat. I must be honest about that. I think it's the first time I'm saying this in public, but I am a bit depleted. And I think I've realized that during this week, like especially at work.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I need to take a break. And the people who I'm training, they're like, you know, you need to stay at home. So I think I am tired. And I need
you might get a chance to put your legs up this weekend, maybe.
Hopefully.
Wow.
So, like, let's get into this whole thing. I mean, what inspires someone?
Why would you do it? 704 kilometers. What possessed you?
Possessed.
That's a good word.
So I think, look, it was deep within me to do such a thing. I've always had a thing for endurance, and I've always liked suffering to a sense of I like to push myself. Nice. So as a person as a young man, I would say, who also faced my own mental challenges, if I can put it out there, I always needed an outlet. And for me, I think growing up, you know, I found not so healthy outlets, like whatever it was, being a teenager. And as I matured, I found running as an outlet. So I think that being a major outlet for me to deal with whatever I'm going through at any moment, led me to do such a thing. So I was felt like, you know, mental health is a massive thing for me, and I understand it. But then I also felt like, oh, okay, this is running. How do I get involved in promoting the awareness? And then that's when I found this group on social media called Men of Valor, literally. And I'm repeating the same thing I've always been saying to people. I just literally found them on Facebook, scrolling through Facebook after a long day. I saw Men of Valor, men's mental health group supporting men going through the same issues. I was like, okay, this is nice. I thought it's just a normal Facebook, you know, group.
Yeah.
Post motivational stuff, keeps you going. Okay, you can screenshot the quotes and post it. That's about it. Then when I saw they're doing a run from Johannesburg to Durban, I was like, I'm in.
Wow.
And yeah, the rest is history, as I tell people. Like, I contacted the organizer. They declined me the first or second time because, number one, I was an outsider, and they had a strict system. Like, this is really serious what we're doing. We can't let people just coming in.
Okay.
Like, we have a set crew. And then I begged them. I said, please, you know, this really means a lot to me. And the third time they got back, they were like, okay, we had a meeting with the guys. They said, you can come on board. And a week later, I jumped on a flight to Johannesburg, and history.
Yo, but now, getting in touch with these guys, how do you convince them that you have the physical ability to sustain yourself over a journey of that distance? I mean, because I'm guessing these guys have been training. And
I'll say something that Pastor Andre would say. He's the founder, Andre Miles. He would often say in Afrikaans, but how I interpret it, I can't speak Afrikaans. I'm one of those colored people who can't speak Afrikaans. And he would often say that I am like the youngest in the group, which I was. Like, I'm 25, everyone else there was in their 30s and above, families, married, a lot of maturity on their end. So for me, I was the youngest, and they obviously needed to see proof of, you know, who's this guy? Because anyone can message anyone, hey guys, I want to work with you. But I mean, you need like something on your resume. So they asked me, what's my times? And when I told him my marathon time, which is 3:17, they were like, what? That's the fastest out of all of us in the group. And I was like being modest about it, because to me, that's really not fast. But and like, I'm being honest, like being a runner and being around other good runners, I would say that's okay. But when I told them that, they were blown away.
Yeah, that's,
and they were like, okay, let's see your social media out. I think they just wanted to see me as a person. Yeah. And if you see my social media, it's me. It's nothing special. And yeah, they were, I think it was as simple as that. They were really keen on having me.
Wow.
You know, it's crazy. You say it's just me, nothing special, but you've literally done a remarkable thing, something that I think majority of us as listeners and myself, I don't think I could do it. So can you tell us some of the things that were running through your mind or the mind of the team as you guys were journeying from Johannesburg back to Durban?
I think something that really ran through our minds was just the duration. I think when you're really looking at, like, Shanae, honestly speaking, if you think the distance, it's very overwhelming. And I remember being in Eldos and I could hear people speaking, like, saying, oh, 704K, these guys are not going to make it. And people were, like, really being honest. Like,
yes.
Some guys are like, I'm a runner. I've done 20 comrades, but yo, you guys are going to fail dismally. And I think it's just a mindset of knowing that it's one step at a time. If you are a runner,
yeah,
and if you ran comrades, and even if you're listening in now, anyone would agree that being a runner who's ran comrades, you really focus on the small steps that the end of, because you know comrades is a long journey. And I'm specifically speaking on comrades because a lot of people, especially in this area, relate to it. And it actually makes you feel like when you run comrades, it is long. Like, as much as we ran 704, comrades, I don't know, there's something, maybe it's the atmosphere or the mindset, but it feels so long. Like, even when you reach 70Ks, you're like, yo, it's still the same day and I'm running. So I think it was just, to answer your question, how did we keep going or what keeps us going? It's just not trying to think of the distance too much. So we would just stick to our routine, like it was jotted down to the T. Tariq will run next, this person will run next, this is his partner, his team A, team B. So it was such like clockwork that there was no time to doubt yourself, because the system was doing the work for us. We were just putting the efforts and using our bodies. And eventually it got tough, but we did it.
And what was the time frame in terms of how did you pace it, and how long from start to finish did it take you to conquer the thing?
Okay, so we had agreements. Initially we said we're gonna run every hour, we'll run 10Ks, 6 minutes per kilometer. So that 6 minutes, they obviously put it together from the average pace of each runner. So 6 minutes was fairly comfortable. Let's use it in running terms. It's a comfortable pace. Some people can't run 6 minutes. It's hard for them. But if you like, and this is related to all runners, around 6-7 minutes, I would say that's average pace for most normal runners. When you reach elite level, it's paces
something
in the
else.
Threes, yeah. Two. So I think for us, we stuck to that. And we were working in teams of two. So we had team A, team B. They just put the teams together. It doesn't matter what. And they obviously had a captain in one team, a captain in our team. And we would just run on a rotational schedule. So team A would run the first hour. They'll have a rest. Team B will run. And it just continued like that throughout the night, throughout the day, for 76 hours straight.
Amazing. Wow, 76 hours.
Yeah, we did have a few stops, like to use a bathroom, which was on the side of the road. Like, a lot of people think we probably had accommodation or we had like shower facilities or anything, but we like, it was cowboy style. Like, we literally like,
you roughed it out.
Like, we roughed it out. Like, there were times where I remember on a Saturday morning when we reached Hillcrest, I was like, guys, I never bought in 3 days. Oh, all of us.
That's
Shanae, we were sitting next to each other sweating, and like, I remember the one guy, Peter, saying, in Afrikaans again, but I asked him, what does it mean, you know? And he's like, no, it just means like the way like we were smelling. Was
like, smells like success.
Yeah, we ran through rain, we ran through fog, we ran through nights, we ran through most of Durban-ish weather. So it was really, we ran through blistering heat. So if you look at it, we were wet.
Yeah.
So it was a lot, and we were just changing clothes. So that is the only way to keep us clean and refreshed.
Yes.
Just change clothes and a quick
done.
Like spray lotion if you can. Also, the lotion even feels more slippery because you're dirty. But anyway, it was really rough and tough. But it went for the faint hearted. Like, if you are a clean person, like don't do such. But even comrades, I mean, it's very it's sweaty, it's dirty, comrades. Some people, like your top athletes, they pee themselves to win. So it's really mental, and people must understand, like, not any normal person would do this. Like, there was a point where guys were even like, yo, how many more hours to go for us to be living like this? Because we had three vehicles, and we're, you know, following vehicles, and we're all moving together. So it was really a lot.
Amazing. Well, it's so awesome that you had this team to back you in those moments of doubt to get you through, you know, the aroma of success, I think we'll call it, and the sweat and the tears. And then at the end, when you finally, you and your team reached Durban, you were met by some brands who aligned with you and your team's purpose. Tell us about that, the awareness that you raised and how you felt seeing those brands.
Okay, so when we reached the finish line, it was Moses Mabhida. I remember very clearly, and I was speaking. So when we initiated this run, there was this lady, her name was Lerato. I must mention her. So she's from Dove. So she just messaged me, said, "Hi Tariq, how are you? You know, I'm from Dove. I forgot what she does, but she works with Dove." She said, "Look, we're just so proud of you, and we can't wait just to meet you at the finish line." That's all she said. So I was like, okay, cool. Maybe she's really supporting us. And I didn't even know like much about like Dove, like, you know, and what they involved in when it comes to men's mental health. And then we reached the finish line. Moses Mabhida, I see a whole lot of Dove influences there. What? Shout out to Dove. Yeah, and they influences and ambassadors from Dove Men Care. And they really showed up for us. And as we reached the finish line, I remember like literally as we got to the gates of like Kings Park Pool, it was opposite Moses Mabhida because we couldn't stop there. Mm. And as we got there, like literally as we stopped, everyone was like so overwhelming. We are crying, we're emotional. And like the Dove team was literally, and it was so discreet, they were just standing there. And they came and said, "Hi guys, hi Tariq, you know, we on behalf of Dove, and we just would like to give you a small token of appreciation of what this means to us." I was like, "Oh, okay, maybe like, you know, like they're just there to support us."
Yeah.
And they turned this black card around, and it says 50,000 rand. Wow. And they topped our backer body. We were trying to raise 50,000 rand for that run.
Yeah.
And they topped it up. So yeah, shout out to Dove, Men Care for that. Like, they really came through for us, and just the team. Like, they're such genuine people, and the ambassadors, and the management team, and the social media manager, like Keith himself, like, they're genuine people, and they really showed us love and support. And it shows that they're not just a skincare product like most other skincare products. They really care about men. So they're everything a man needs. So yeah, thank you to Dove. Like, they really made us feel special. And there were a lot of sponsors on board, like Mr. Price Sports, we're really grateful for. But I must really say, like, Dove really, like, they really made our voices feel heard, and they made us feel like our journey was a success. Like, it wasn't even about the 50 grand. It was just the way they flew the ambassadors out, which was time. Some of them were coming from Johannesburg or wherever to come to meet us. They came in Ubers rushing just to meet us there, just from their own personal time, just to show us love and support. Made us feel like, wow, like, everyone was asking about Dove. Even now I'm in love with Dove. You know what I mean? Like, even like even at home, like, I told my mom, "We must stop buying any other products. We must buy Dove Men Care." She was like, "I'm a female."
A Dove
scan. Like, just buy something about Dove and keep it in your wardrobe. So shout out to Dove. Thank you so much.
Brand loyalty. Awesome.
100%. And that's actually how I came across your story, Tariq, is through one of these influencers, Becky Friday.
Yeah,
he was one of the influencers who met you at the finish line. And I'm like, I need to know more about this Tariq Stokes, who's doing amazing things for men's mental health. And Mike and I were so impressed and inspired by you. We chatted and we're like, we have to get you in. So, so grateful and inspired from you just being here. I might just do a 5K run, 5K tomorrow.
Wow, well, I wish you all the... Oh, actually, just speaking on that... So I actually got into this whole running game through a 5K park run, just so you know. So you never know, maybe next year you'll be joining us for a Woman of Valor.
Woman of Valor?
Why not? And for anyone listening who might be in a difficult space, particularly any men or anyone with a man in their life who's struggling, who's going through some tough stuff mentally, your advice, Tariq, for... as we're wrapping up a year, getting ready for a new year ahead, what would you say?
I really thought about this. I really thought about it like over the past few weeks, and I really sat down with myself and said, what advice could I give someone? Because people are really reaching out to me, and I thought about so many things that would sound cool and make people feel accepted and come. But in all honesty, I would really say, like, as men, we really need to rest. We really need to take time away from life in general and really reset, because most of the time we always like a factory. We're always working, we're grinding, we're there for our families or for our businesses or for our jobs or anything that we're doing, men always show up front line like it's war. And I feel like sometimes we need to stop the war firstly in our minds and just retreat and say, look, we need to rest. So my advice is just we need to rest and recover, because there's many guys, including myself, who are overworked. I'm burnt out. I mean, I can feel it. Yeah. It's now December, and to be honest with you, a lot of people are looking forward to December to party. I'm looking forward to December to sleep and rest. I mean, like, I'm telling people, like, yo, once I go away from the gym and rest, because I'm a personal trainer, like, once I'm away, I'm away. I'm off social media. I'm off. I also think that's also important. We need a people detox. And as much as people are cool and we love people and we do things for people, at times people can be a lot. And we need to accept that. So as men, we just need to spend time resting and recovering.
And if you've got some heavy burdens that you're carrying, talk to someone.
Like, talk to someone. And the thing is, it's not just talk to someone, like walk outside, okay, let me just talk to a random stranger. But I mean, feel like safe around people. And I think that's another thing that me as a person, or as Tariq Stokes, what I'm trying to connect to people on a much deeper and intellectual level is to make people feel safe. Because only when environments are safe, then people open up. No one will just open up in public, walk outside and be like, I'm going through this, please help me. But if people feel safe in themselves, then people tend to open up, and slowly but surely you'll help the right people who really need the help.
There you go. You're getting words from a man who has walked the walk. He's run the run.
He's
for mental health.
Literally run the run. And if brands or just men or fans in general want to know a bit more about you, connect with you, work with you, you said you're a personal trainer, where can they find you?
So, just to put it out there, my name is Tariq Stokes. I started Team Stokes Fitness, which is a personal training fitness group and one-on-one training, and I do it through Virgin XF Bluff. I'm from Winter originally, so if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Facebook and on Instagram at Team Stokes Fitness. That's exactly what it is, Team Stokes Fitness. And yeah, that's about it. I'm the guy who makes people fit. That's what they call me back home.
The guy who makes people fit.
That's a pretty cool thing to be known for.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm actually honored and humbled to be called that.
Well, hey, physically fit, mentally fit.
Getting there.
Creating ripples of positivity, man.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm honestly inspired. And I can relate to you as well. The year-end fatigue is creeping in. Resting is also absolutely on top of my to-do list. So, yeah, we wish you all the rest. And we can't wait to see what's next for Mr. Tariq Stokes in 2025. No pressure. But I'll be watching.
Thank you. Thank you, Shanae. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it. And yeah, a lot of people are asking what's next. As I said before, and I'll say again, it's all in a pipeline. We just got to trust the process. But there are much bigger and crazier feats to achieve in 2025. Exciting. And more men to reach. So God bless you guys. And thank you so much, Radio Life and Style, for having me. And I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Vra, vra, vra,
vibe.
Vra, vra.